Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Do you think he had that, like, does he have that in his head already?
What?
He definitely had that.
Just waiting for shit on him so hard
that, like, it just came out. Like, you know what I'm saying? He
whatever
shit
was in
hard.
His mind just came out.
And that's where
and
it
that's
was.
What was in his mind.
Episode 20. We did 22 of these bitches. And I've been on 20 of them.
I was going to say, I haven't. I think this is like my fourth or fifth podcast.
Fourth or fifth? And then you have to add on the Scuff House ones too. Did y'all do ones at the Scuff House?
Oh, wait, is this continuing from the Scuff House?
I did one with you.
I did
do
the podcast.
I did one. That was the only one. I don't even remember what the
you
fuck
were like
said.
Always on the podcast, yeah, right?
You, Will, and Hex.
Was,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
I remember when Dirk came over and his boys were playing pool in the background.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dirk came over for the podcast and I was supposed to be on the podcast, but Dirk or ASAP or.
Oh yeah! Holy shit!
I want to be on a podcast with Dirk. I had like hella questions. I was making beats and shit. Like,
you're like, do you know any past like, rappers that have any weird hobbies?
All right, that's a perfect segue to our first question. We're gonna start off with a question: what is the team's day-to-day routine? What do you guys do for fun? And what are your teammates' obscure interests and hobbies?
Let's break it down. What's the team's day-to-day routine? I guess that's
all. That's the only one. We scrim either at like 1 o'clock or 3:30.
So you wake up.
I wake up, shower,
usually come here, do content, or play WoW and wait for scrims. And then we scrim from like 3:30 to like we end around like 6, 7, 8. Then we eat and then we do nothing after that. And then we just go to bed or play WoW or just do something.
Wow, truly living the life.
It's pretty blessed, yeah.
I wonder what people actually
think.
Like, they probably, like, it's some fantasy world.
It is
like,
a fantasy world, for sure.
Like, it's not that cool.
It's not that it's not cool. It's just not that entertaining. Like, you'd think, like, oh, yeah, you're pro gamers. You must be playing all the time. Like, no, not really.
Yeah. Like, yeah. People tell me,
I scram
like,
and get off, like...
People enjoy like day in the life videos and vlogs, but it's like I don't.
For
really
those day
do.
In the life vlogs,
doing
you
this
have to
for
like,
the video.
You have to like.
I'm
only going to the aquarium.
To record this video. You have a better video starting Monday, all the way to Friday, just recording random shit.
Yeah, like, all the way through the week.
Because unless you're like planning, all right, we're gonna go to the park this day.
Yeah,
that's why I like streaming so much more because it's so like hands on and so like spontaneous.
Yeah.
Videos, I was thinking it about feels it. Like it's like trying to
out of like all creative fields, like streaming is like it's like constant and you never like have and you never have a break and people can like actually determine like how hard you're working. Like if somebody's working on like an album or like a painting or something like that, you don't know their day-to-day routine and trying to like get that done.
Yeah.
But like in streaming, it's like, oh, he streamed 8 hours this day, 9 hours this day. He didn't stream for 3 days. What was he doing? Oh, slacking? Oh, he's a slacker.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
That's how just I look at it.
But like when people were watching us scrim the whole year, like they got to watch us like get better from the start.
Right.
We're streaming the raw, like getting better process so they can like feel like they're there with you getting better with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're like they can understand where we're truly at compared to other teams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
What do you guys do for fun? I guess that's a question for all of us.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't really do much at all.
You're what? A movie guy.
Yeah, I'm a movie guy. Me and Brandon watch movies.
Movie
sometimes.
And wow.
Yeah. Recently, movies it's been a lot of wow. Yeah, but movies.
For a while there, it was like funny movies. It was like I didn't realize how many Jonah Hill movies there were.
Yeah,
you
we watched them all.
All of them.
We watched all of them.
Those shits were funny.
Even the ones where he was barely in.
I'm interested in what Bose does because I don't even know what Bose does on
well,
the day to day.
Story for
I don't know what Bose does for fun.
Whatever I wake up and do whatever I want.
But what does that entail? Can you
if,
even
one
legally
day,
say?
If one day I want to go fly somewhere, I might go somewhere. If one day I want to go to the strip club, I might go to the strip club.
He did just say that outside.
Did he?
Just talked about
take
like
this weekend, for example.
He was like, yeah, I was at the strip club Saturday. And it's just like, wait, what the fuck?
Like, that's not in my realm of possibility right now. Like, that's not, I tell you for a fact, that's not in my future. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I don't even like strip clubs like that. Like, I can't stand just having money and being like, I just
give me a
this bar. Isn't even worth it.
And then well, I'm gonna go on my way.
I'd rather fly to Europe, visit a brothel.
Jesus,
no,
that was a joke. Rather-
so I
think
guess that's okay to say
obscure interests and hobbies.
So, what do you do for fun?
Do you have any obscure interests? I guess the weirdest interest that I've ever seen from a teammate is definitely Ian's gun obsession.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
Guns and cars.
And cars, yeah. But cars are
More understandable.
Still, but nobody. No, I've never seen anybody get into their car at, or
with gloves on.
Get into like his car obsession.
Yeah, as much as he did.
He was trading them in like all
the
time.
Dude, that fool was. I remember at 60/50, that fool was wearing gloves to drive his BMW. Like, if I back then I came from like Hagerstown, so all I'm seeing is like hoopties, fucking. Yeah. So I moved to 60/50. I see him and his BMW, I guess I just saw the gloves and I didn't really think too much of it. But now, if I saw him wearing gloves to drive his fucking car,
take those
I would,
off,
yeah,
man.
Like I would roast him. back then, I didn't know any better. But like now, I would
like,
roast
him. Must be a rich people thing. That's great.
I don't know if
you thought like normal people, like just. A lot of people drove around with gloves.
Yes. I was like, damn, is that what you do when you get a nice-ass car?
Yeah.
Like to like
if you're like a try-hard.
Wheel and shit.
Yeah,
that's
like a try-hard
even if you're a try-hard. Like,
one of my friends in high school had when he was a fucking try-hard, and he drove an M3.
With gloves?
With gloves, yeah.
Why?
As like a junior.
What's the point?
As a junior?
Is it like to get grip? Is it to not mess up the steering
wheel? It's just to like act like you're like more serious than like you are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. I'm super into my car. I have fucking gloves. You're like, oh, shit.
Like, I feel like gloves should be for, like, okay. Racing. Like,
well, I mean, he does go
drifting and shit. Like,
maybe that's what it is. He wears them. He wears
did
them.
He?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he, like, goes to the, what is that?
Remember that
the circle
track?
Thing?
Remember that random?
Yeah, the track.
Do you remember that guy in Chipotle that, like, he was like, hey, what's up? And we were just like, hey, what's up? And then you could tell we just, like, knew who we were.
Oh, well, recently?
We saw this guy in Chipotle, and then me and Hitch just went in Chipotle.
Saw him again.
Was it yesterday or the day before?
Mm-hmm.
Saw him again, and he was saying, like, he's gone to Crim 6 to, like, some racing or, like, some car
events. He goes to, like, car shows, and he's like, I've seen Crim, like, 10 times.
Oh, yeah, those, like, pop-up, like, car parking lot shows. Like, you got to be super into cars.
Haven't you been? Did you
I used to go to, like, the block the street off. Just
that's cool.
Yeah.
To block the street
like
off.
Late nights,
like, bro.
You ever see my IG stories of like
it's like psychotic
right outside of my apartment? People will block super off legal, every right? Intersection and just do donuts in the middle.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think, I don't remember how I went to the first. I want to say it was like randomly one day I was just going to the gas station, there was just so many cars, and people were there were like, yo, are you? Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? Like, you should stay, watch, whatever. So, like, all right, so they, you know, people start grouping up, sometimes they'll just go for it, like, do it and just dip. But usually they like set up car, they'll leave there, go like, you know, drive to like the middle of the intersection, cars will just be driving, someone will get out and just get in front of the car, stop them,
just random cars.
Yeah, like they'll just really? So like, you know how you turn, go down this way, cars are coming this way, they'll like have someone park this way, everyone will just line up, so once the cops like come,
they have like a way out,
bro,
and shit.
If you don't know how to drive, your car will get hit.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like 100% leaving there. People don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're trying to get away.
It's I thought that only happened in movies and shit.
Yeah.
This is real?
It's I kind of thought that too, but it happened right outside my apartment.
Like, if you get caught, like, if you're just there and the cops catch you, they could take your car.
Yeah.
Like
they'll probably have like loud ass cars too.
You get
too,
like
huh?
a ticket for
but
watching.
Cops don't really, or at least from I've seen it twice now, and the cops kind of just pull up, they flash their lights, and they're like,
"Yeah,
get
if they
out.
Catch yeah. you, if they like able to catch
they probably
you,
probably catch like one person per night when that happens."
Yeah,
you know everyone probably gets
so
fucked.
Many
everyone
people,
skirts
yeah.
off like fast as fuck.
Someone gets fucked up.
But like the cops, I've seen it twice, and I haven't seen the cops even like try. They're just like
just pull up
on the lights. Everyone get out. Like exactly.
Yeah, that's how all. My parties went, just the cops would come up and just whoop whoop, you know,
whoop, whoop.
And then we would
everyone,
all just dip.
Everyone get out. I'm trying to, I want to, I don't know how to get into that scene, but that shit was kind of cool. But
how do you get into that scene? Do you just show up randomly?
I
just, it. And
I
you hope you have
all
a cool
the pages.
Car?
You have to have like a public page. To,
oh, you gotta like really? Kind of known and shit?
Well, no, like you don't have to be known. Just like if you want to, like, you
oh,
can't just be a random person
shit?
Who
and
just
like,
wants to, like, if yeah, like they have a private Instagram, you follow them, and then they'll like this time be ready.
Yeah,
and they'll drop the address. Okay. Everyone go there.
Damn.
Yeah, because I was pulling up to my apartment, and it was like hella traffic, and it's like 11 p.m. I'm
dude,
like, what the fuck
it's
is
the
going
worst traffic,
on?
Though.
And
really?
So I had to like make a U turn and like go through this like hotel that's right beside my house, just
like
get to my
shit?
Apartment. Yeah, just to get home, and then I like pull up. I was on the top floor of the parking garage, and I pull up, and I'm just on top there, and you can still hear it going on. I look over, and it's just a crowd of people in the center of the intersection, and a car just doing donuts
around the people.
Yeah, around the people, and everyone, of course, everyone just has their phone out. It's blocked in
just
every direction. You can tell
just
like some people are like 10 cars back,
just like God
damn it.
It's at least a 30-40 car wait.
That's
yeah.
pretty
funny. It lasted
lights,
like 30 plus minutes. Like it was going on for a long, long time.
What the hell?
Yeah, that exists.
So that was Krim 6 that was doing the donuts?
Yeah, that
so
was Krim
was the
with
driver?
His gloves.
That's crazy.
Damn.
He would have probably hit drove over the curb like, let me go.
Let me go next. Like,
fucking damn, that is crazy. Dude, you know how like bots like get in, they swoop all the good shoes out, and then they sell them on StockX. Like, it actually got so crazy. Well, they started doing that with Pokemon cards. So Pokemon cards got all yoinked out, and you can't even find those. They just did them with the, who's the main car in Cars? Lightning McQueen. They did that with the Lightning McQueen Crocs that Disney put out. They put out Crocs that were Lightning McQueens, and they were adults, and they were like, we're gonna drop them on this day, and bots came in and swooped them. And no one else can get Lightning McQueen Crocs.
What is Lightning McQueen?
It's an animated movie called Cars. He's the main character.
It's just like a collab.
Yeah. It's like Toy Story.
Well, I mean,
like
it's
Woody.
Disney, so it's not. Well, I guess, yeah, it is a collab with Crocs. Yeah.
That's so shit.
What a weird collab.
I was talking to a friend of mine who actually, like, does that shit. And it's definitely
like,
kind of
like he
scum.
Tries to buy
like,
shit.
Like, bots and shit.
It's super scummy.
It
like,
is.
It's super scum.
Yeah.
It is. You're just trying to take their product
like
and resell
it. They need
more?
To, like, figure that out.
Yes.
Or do they just not give a fuck?
They don't
they're
give a fuck.
Like,
I don't
yeah,
think they sell their
sold.
Shit. But yeah, everything's gone.
They're yeah, they don't. I don't think they care. But, like, because that Nike doesn't care, obviously, because they've been doing it for. Because, I mean,
since
how did you
computers.
Scalp before the internet? Like, people even were scalping before the internet. You just go in and buy a fuck
buy everything.
Ton and then sell it on the street
yeah.
for more. It's like people.
But there's always going to be a
I
hustle
can,
with
like,
that.
Kind
like,
of respect.
No matter what.
That I can be like, all right, he's hustling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same. But like, just
setting
just
up online, like, you don't even do it yourself. You have like some bots or shit.
And you show up randomly. Like,
yeah.
You write like a program and then sleep, and then you wake up
yeah.
and you have 40
yeah.
lightning cream.
Or is that kind of next level? Is that the best hustle, actually? Yeah. Who knows?
That is true.
Good for like, them, though, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll never be me, though.
Should we get into our topics here?
Brought Let's hear
to
them.
You
want
brought to.
To
you by O. Roger on Twitter.
Let's hear them. If they're trash, make sure to tweet them.
Did you guys know that XQC is planning on doing a subathon?
What the fuck?
should I?
Holy fuck. There's no way.
Should I just get into the next topic?
Roger,
wait,
really?
Would you ever do a subathon?
I don't really get it still. What's
nowadays,
a
so a subathon just, is every time someone subs, it increases five seconds.
That's right. Nah.
Have you never done one?
No.
5 seconds of what?
Like of stream time.
Of stream time.
Or like 10 seconds, depending on, you know.
Yeah.
If you're big.
So then if somebody gifts, I mean, Ludwig just did one. He's like one of the biggest. So like, this has always been a thing for smaller streamers. So like, we're doing a subathon, and then they'll stream for 12 hours, you know, and get a few subs, and it's dope for them. Yeah, I never really understood it. But like, so I've always heard of it, but like a big streamer had never done it because it'd just be crazy.
It'd just be like, yeah, it's like no point.
Yeah. So like, a big streamer finally did it. Ludwig did it, and he streamed for a month straight.
That's crazy.
He streamed for a month.
Excuse me?
He streamed everything. Sleeping and shit.
You didn't know that?
Really? He would sleep on stream.
It was like a living my life.
Shower in his bathing? Or is like,
no, I think he'd just leave. I think he'd just leave for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he would just leave and go shower.
He had friends, I think.
But he lives in like a house with a bunch of other creators.
Yeah, so you just have someone like fill in and just distract and shit.
Yeah, they would come up with like a bunch of stuff.
We're thinking about doing it.
Like I would always see what
DSDs. You guys are probably good to do it.
Yeah, but I would just come in here and bring a bed. And then.
Sleep on the beanbag.
Yeah. Well, for a month. If it lasts a month.
Oh, you're thinking about doing like.
Wait, so how
like
many
a real one?
How many minutes is okay? If
a
you
glass
did one,
box.
If you did one, know. How many minutes is one sub?
It depends or on what like, you said it at. I think.
Yeah
I
think
no, but sense. Like, what would you do it as?
Five minutes?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
No, I feel like 5 minutes would be so annoying.
Probably like 2 minutes.
I was thinking like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Because if somebody drops 10 gifted, then
I mean that's 10 gifted though.
Yeah, 10 gifted.
10 gifted is good.
But if 10
gifted
nice. Was 5
10
minutes.
10 gifted one more game of League Play? Sure. I'd do that.
But that's not one more game of League Play. That's like.
It's no, a League Play game is longer than a 10 gifted. And what I would assume would be the case. You know what
I guess it depends what how long you would do it. But that would be annoying because you know people would wait until the clock's just about to run out and then they gift
it. But that's good and bad. If your thought is to go into it like trying to maximize opportunity, then you're kind of hoping that they're like, oh, damn it, another 5 minutes. Fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The worst part would be like, all right, we're going to do a subathon. And then the subathon lasts like 20 minutes.
The worst.
Yeah. Nobody subs. Yeah. It's like, all right, we'll see you guys.
That'd be so demoralizing. Yeah. You guys don't give a fuck if I stay on or not? Yeah. Let's get the fuck off.
No one gives a shit.
That would be fucking crazy, though.
Let's see. Let's get into our next topic since no one actually cares.
It would suck when you're actually tired, though. You know, like you're actually tired and you're on a train
about.
And you're like, bro, I can't do this anymore.
That's right. what I'm talking about.
During the blackout days, I'd be like, bro, just stop
subbing.
You're like
a 200 like, sub train.
Please
just
stop.
Like,
but I guess in that moment, you just go to sleep.
Yeah.
On stream.
I guess, yeah.
Just let them.
And hope that your train's alive when you wake
imagine,
up.
Imagine. I'd be
that's
like,
crazy.
Fuck yes.
That's crazy.
I'd be like, I got to do these more often. Fucking if I did a subathon,
8 hours of sleeping gives
if
you
I did
another
a subathon,
200
subs. Yeah, if I did a subathon and was able to sleep 8 hours of it, like that might be my new thing. I might have to try that out.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did you guys know that Apex is coming out with an arena game
don't
mode
give a
pick
fuck.
Up yeah no
wait,
one here gives
this
a
is
fuck
actually
about
kinda,
Apex
this is actually kind of crazy because
wait,
it, they're taking it? A
wait pick up weapons Halo style economy
yeah.
like CSGO
they're taking a BR and they're making it like an arena so it's as
people?
If like
would it be like a 4v4
it's a 3v3 okay. So it's as if you like dropped into like it's as if like you dropped into like an H1Z1 game but like you
3v3
respawned
style.
Yeah 3v3 and you just
wait, so
I've never
it,
seen it like a BR do that.
So
I mean,
it's not, is it like three people card. Versus three people, or is it like
three people versus three people?
Yeah, so it's just like going into a Team Slayer match,
like Search and Destroy. Yeah.
Okay.
Like
basically,
kind
of cool.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff of like just straight BRs, like 100 people survive.
And that actually might be really cool because like it says pick up weapons Halo style. So it's, I guess like you're spawning in.
Would it be RNG
teams,
based though? Like
both?
What if I get a rocket and you get a Needler? Like. You
know
well,
I don't think it's RNG or what I don't know.
I feel
if
like it have to be.
I don't know if it's RNG. You don't think it'd be set up like I don't know what Apex sniper there is, but like you spawn in, one person's going for your each snipe.
Nah, it's that's Halo.
There's
bro.
Rockets.
I don't
in
think
the
BR, I don't think Apex would do it like that. Apex is like random shit, bro. Just like the game is. You show up, you land in a building, you don't know what the fuck's in there.
Yeah.
You can get some gold shit.
Well,
you're like,
I
oh, I'm gonna win.
I don't know. I would hope they would do it like Halo, to where they're just sniper on each. Like
that was
be
what
cool
Halo had, though.
Respawn.
That was like Halo's thing.
Yeah,
the respawn
play for the power
and
weapons and shit.
I always thought. I mean, playing Apex, I was like, man, because when I was playing Apex, all that had been out is BRs. Because like it started with H1, then PUBG, then Fortnite, and that's all anyone was playing was BRs. And I was like, well, this has like the best gunplay. Like,
it was really fun.
Like Apex has like the best gunplay out of any of them. And I was like, man, I wish you could take this and like make it like an arena style. Because I missed arenas at that point. But I don't know.
I like how fast paced Apex is.
Yeah, it is.
You can fly around the map.
I should have looked. I never played it. I know Mike played
it. You gotta get pretty cracked.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Snipedown plays it. Apparently he's pretty good.
Yeah. I think he's on like the number one team.
He's like a pro, right?
On TSM.
Yeah.
Shouts out Snipedown.
Yeah. And he's like killing it on Twitch too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Probably 29. Just that. I feel like that's what all of us are.
Yeah.
Well,
except for Best Man.
Everyone I know.
Best Man's like 34.
You know, did you ever know Defy?
Yeah.
He fucking hit me up randomly to play WoW, and I was like, aren't you 40?
Wait, he's like, playing still?
Yeah.
What's his Twitter?
I think it's like Brandon Defy.
Shouts out Defy.
Shouts out Defy and Snake Down.
That's an OG Halo player.
Snake Down.
Not Snake Down. That's someone else.
Snake Down.
Alex says, I'm curious to know what the most prized collectible or possession is for each of you guys.
God Champs Ring. Or X Games.
I'm gonna have to think.
I don't really got much.
Yeah, same. I don't have a COD Champs ring anymore. Yeah,
maybe my check, cool. The 25K of 09X.
Oh, you still have it?
That's like the big check above your bed. That I always seen when we're Skyping. I'm just like, dude, I get it.
I don't know what mine would be.
I don't have any winnings.
I don't really save a lot of shit.
So I don't know.
What about
your GB trophies?
They're virtual.
I'm trying to think. The GB trophy? they're virtual.
They're virtual. My most prized possession, my GB page.
Wait, why'd you skip this one?
Because it's not in order.
Maybe like old Optic jerseys or something? For like
that's
back
what I was
in the
gonna
day?
Say. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Those would be like kind of cool, like the vintage ones that looked a lot different.
Yeah. If we could like frame those.
I need to start I have so many Optic jerseys.
Many jerseys.
Like, dude, they would, like, make new jerseys every fucking event.
We used to get them every event.
You have to have so many.
A shit ton.
Imagine how many Scump has.
Dude, there's 100.
There's like Seth brought them in one time, like, recently, bro, and there was, like, fucking 200 jerseys on the table.
What? Dude.
Really?
Yeah, they did a video with them, and it was, like, crazy. Yeah.
I believe it, though.
We used to get, like, two every event.
I need to
get, like, a black one or a green one and a white one. Yeah.
Because I have, like, at least
I have a pink one, a white and pink one.
Dude, those pink jerseys were fire.
That was, like, before I was on the team, that was, like, one of the UMGs, huh?
Those shits were comfortable, too.
UMG,
quality.
Dallas or something. Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville. Nashville or Dallas.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nashville.
That was the tournament at the Gaylord.
Yeah, I actually liked that, though.
Yeah.
It was, like, one big, like, octagon or something.
That was a pretty lit event.
Circle.
Dude, every
like
time.
Forest and
Apathy was going ape shit. Remember that? Apathy was going ape shit.
Was
event.
He?
Dude, yeah, he was frying. I remember watching my phone in the darkness at, like, 4 p.m. because I just, like, I'd already lost.
Yeah, I got shit on that event.
And I was like, damn. I didn't say I got shit on. I kind of got costed.
I was frying. I got costed.
But, yeah, I remember watching it. It was when he won with Damon.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug, right?
And Doug, yeah.
And Haggy. That's a crazy team.
Yeah, dude.
What
Apathy
was the
going
team?
Ape shit.
Apathy,
Doug, Damon, Haggy. And Haggy. On
it's
phase.
Like brains.
What a
amazing
odd team.
Skill, amazing skill, and a good person that'll do anything.
Yeah, I swear, Apathy's POV that event was like nuts.
Dude,
on Sovereign, he was just top control, spinning in circles, killing everyone.
Yeah,
he's like, this guy's turned.
He was disgusting in Ghost.
Yeah, he was fine.
Remember, I was on the sticks. And Ghost, and we had Apathy on, and Apathy was like, yeah, I think I'm the best player in the game.
he actually was for like a stretch. He was like gross.
He was good, dude.
Apple's good.
God, those days were fun.
Super nice.
Speaking of gross, Jake Paul is nasty at boxing. What do y'all think about the fight?
Oh, he did fight that dude, huh? He knocked him out in like 10 seconds? I don't know. I don't watch enough to really know, but it looked kind of like fake.
I don't. Like Bose was really saying this shit in the tailgate. Like, there is no way that shit's like staged.
All right.
I think it's staged too. I thought it was staged too.
A lot of people
dude,
do.
It doesn't
but
have
I
to
just
be staged to where they know. Okay. Oh, there's a big table like this. You're gonna make this amount. You're gonna make this amount.
Like once he connects
you want,
on you, just follow.
You just have to be on the ground before the first round is over. However it happens.
And he's like, just punch him once.
He could take a punch. He's in fucking MMA. That punch was nothing to him. He was smiling after. He's not getting up floppy like that. Like, all into the ropes. Like,
do you think maybe it was like he got rocked and then he was like, damn, I could get up right now or I could just go home?
No, he did get up. That's the thing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he and then the ref like stopped the fight?
Yeah. That's why wobbling. I thought it was like fucked because the ref stopped it like so early.
I feel like the refs in those try to like protect them because remember the.
Well,
because
it's not like a real boxing.
It'd be like a robot. Ref.
The Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, like Conor was getting rocked. Conor was going to get knocked out and the ref's just like.
Yeah.
And even Conor said himself, he was like, I wish I would have just, like, hit the canvas. Like, the ref stopped it too early. But there's no way that shit's fake, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like Jake would beat Ben Askren in a boxing match 10 out of 10 times.
Anyways,
Ben didn't even look fucking in shape.
That's what I'm saying. That version of him probably,
didn't care that much.
I don't think he did.
I don't think anyone. I don't think there are very few people that are going to go into a YouTuber boxing match
when Logan and Floyd fight.
I can't wait for that.
You'll see exactly how it'll be played out. It's going to be way more realistic. But
if Floyd tries,
he doesn't want to be a boxer. Logan doesn't want to be a boxer. So think about it in your mind. Okay, you got one brother that really wants to be a boxer. So we're going to weed out the people who actually will give, you know, just make it a good story. Logan doesn't care if he gets knocked out.
Yeah.
He's not training.
He just wants to fight
day.
Floyd.
And no one.
Be like, I fought Floyd Mayweather.
Exactly. Yeah. Floyd's not going to fight him if he, bro, Logan's a big dude. If he punches Floyd for real, like.
It could hurt him.
Exactly. Like.
It could hurt him. But I just don't think Floyd's ever getting hit.
Yeah. He's never going to get hit. Yeah.
Even if Floyd got knocked out and lost, it's not going to count on his record either. It's just like an exhibition match.
Yeah.
I mean, so both parties are just looking at it like, damn.
Well, he's still 50.
Because
he's 51-0, right?
Some shit, dude.
Go look at that.
He's the best boxer of all time.
You remember when he fought the exhibition match versus that guy in China?
Yeah, yeah.
How that looked?
Yeah. I think, was that real?
Wait, I didn't watch that.
Dude,
I think that counted on his record. Or maybe
no,
might,
but there's no way that fight was real.
Wait, what happened?
Just watched it like 2 days ago.
Oh, I didn't.
Again.
I only watched the highlights.
You went to go fight some random person?
And what was like it, like Japan some big, or something?
Like a known person in China or Japan?
Bro, when you get a chance and you go home, look at the fight. You got to see how he's falling. Like it's an anime movie. No, like, I swear to God. It's like, punches him and his head snaps back like hits the ground. It's like they're not Floyd, but it's like the guy was acting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you think something with the Logan Paul and Mayweather fight? Do you think something like it's gonna be staged?
Well, there are a lot of people that want to fight Jake Paul that are fighters.
Yeah, exactly.
And if he fights one of those guys, I'll watch the fuck out of that. But as
someone who actually wants to like, fuck him
right,
up.
As these keep like coming in, I'm gonna stop watching them.
Yeah,
because I didn't watch the last
one. I haven't been entertained with like any of these.
Right, like I watched the KSI.
I like the KSI one.
I like the KSI.
But that's
Logan
not
one.
Even that's not the Jake Paul. That's his opponents are fucking like
garb cans.
Yeah,
literally garb.
Like, I don't want to see him fight a basketball player.
Jake Paul and Logan Paul are pretty nasty fighters, to be honest.
Yeah.
He could fight though. He could for real fight.
They're to the point where it's like
they're actually good.
The whole like. Well, I'm not even a boxer. I'm a YouTuber. Like, that thing doesn't apply anymore.
Like, I think they're both like...
You've already beat enough people that aren't boxers.
Like you've
fight
been
a boxer.
Boxing 3 years. Like, this is... Like, you're gonna have to start fighting boxers.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would 100% buy it if he's fighting a boxer. Like, I have to see that.
Right.
Like, I'm so interested in seeing, like
Jake
Paul
versus
real
who's that
boxer.
Dude on Instagram that always wants to fight... Jake Paul. It's like Dylan Danis. Dylan something that. He's like an
UFC
actual
fighter.
Like UFC fighter.
Yeah.
And he wants to fight. He's always replying on every SportsCenter post. Like sign the contract, kid. Like shit like that. Mm-hmm. And he wants to fight.
Taunting
him
and shit.
Yeah. I would love to watch that. But I don't think Jake Paul would ever take that fight.
I don't know if Jake Paul ever gonna take or I mean eventually he's going to.
I think he will.
He was on like the Logan Paul's podcast and said he was on Logan Paul's podcast and said he was trying to find or he wanted to fight I actually just blacked out. I forgot what we were even talking
about. That shit happens to me all the time, bro.
I tried to bring it back but I was like, wait, what was I trying to fucking say?
And the guy on and this podcast.
Dude, I do that when I'm streaming. Sometimes I just like start talking and then
I do that all the time on stream. But I'll just like keep talking. And then I'll just be like, I actually have no idea what I'm talking about. I actually forgot the point I was trying to make. And that just happened.
People are like,
Dude, you know what the worst is? When you like misread something. Okay, so like, here's an example. Like one time recently, like when I was streaming, some guy was like talking about, he was like, how is your team doing in like league? And I thought he was talking about league play. So I'm sitting there playing league play and I'm just like responding as if he's talking about league play. I'm like, yeah, so this is just like S&D. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't usually try in S&D. And he's like, I meant like the league. And I was like, after 10 minutes of responding to this guy, I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing good. You know, like, I was like, damn, that was so embarrassing. Did you like that?
Dude, one time we were doing a Pokemon card stream and I was opening the, and I got to the last one. And it wasn't a holographic, and I was like, ah. And then I, every time I opened a pack, I would go to read subs or read chat. So I went to go read subs, and nobody had subbed. But I was holding a Jigglypuff in my hand, and I went, Jigglypuff, thank you so much for the subs.
Bro. Yeah. And then I like that all the time.
Stop. Yeah, I feel you.
That's actually funny.
Jigglypuff, thank you so much for the subs. So like, you're just holding a Jigglypuff. You're like,
Dude, I literally was looking at it, and I was like, wow.
Did someone named Jigglypuff actually sub like 5 minutes later?
No. Oh.
That's like the beauty of Twitch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, some troll.
Or someone will gift a sub to Jigglypuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a guy in our stream that's been subbed for like a year, and his name is Blake Won the Gulag because of the fucking Gulag song where Blake won it like a year ago, and he's still subbing. Yeah, that always happens.
People do that all the time. I forget the fucking point I wanted to make with the Jake Paul fight, but I do want to see him fight like a real boxer. That is the one thing I want to see. I don't give a honestly, I don't even want to see him fight like a UFC fighter. I want him to fight, unless the UFC fighter has like a striking boxing background, but I'm just not interested in seeing Jake Paul fucking fight another YouTuber.
That's a funny podcast you guys are watching. But I got to interrupt you real quick because we got to talk about Gabby. And Gabby stands for Get a Better Insurance. Literally stands for that. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't you deserve better? I know I did. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance. Who even knew something like that existed? I didn't until this came along. They are the one true comparison platform for real rates. They give you an apples to apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, all in one place. So you could be paying too much. And what's better than saving money? Use your current insurance information to get started in just minutes, and you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have, and it's free to use. So of course, I had to try this. It took me like 5 minutes. I've been using the same insurance basically my whole life. I mean, if you count when I left my parents' insurance, then probably about like 4 years. And, you know, they gave me 8 quotes automatically, and I could save up to $800 a year. That's no joke. Real stuff we got going on here. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. And they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robot calls that you have to hang up on. Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there is no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/optic. That's GABI.com/optic. Gabby.com/optic. I know you guys are going to love this one. Final Fantasy VII, one of the best games ever made. I actually haven't even played it yet, but I will be playing the remake, which is what we're talking about here today, on PlayStation 5, June 10th. Grab your weapons and join the resistance, because Final Fantasy VII for the PlayStation 5 is here on June 10th. The shadowy Shinra Corporation is draining the planet's very life force, all for their own gain. The mercenary Cloud Strife teams with Typha, Barret, Aerith to take Shinra down. Whether they succeed depends on you. Side note, I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing any of these, but you know, I gotta play it when it comes out in order for me to know how to pronounce these, so I apologize. We are so excited for Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate. It's the definitive edition of the award-winning Final Fantasy VII Remake. Integrate comes with so many expanded graphical gameplay and system enhancements. We're talking improved lighting, crisper backgrounds, more realistic textures. Integrate brings the game visuals to a whole new level. Plus, you can switch between graphics mode and performance mode depending on if you want to play 4K or super smooth action with 60 frames per second. Plus, and yes, there is a plus. The game comes with the Episode Intermission, a brand spanking new episode featuring the Wutai ninja, Yuffie, as the main character, where she'll conspire with Avalanche HQ to steal the ultimate materia from the Shinra Electric Power Company. Pre-order Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate today by going to squex.link/remakeOG. That is squex.link/remakeOG.
I want to get on these, what is it, the YouTube versus TikTok boxing matches. I ain't big enough for that.
I saw that.
It's becoming like a fucking thing. Like fighters? YouTube kids are just like FaZe Jarvis, I think, is on the card. Fucking.
I mean, don't fuck with that kid.
Why?
Oh, wait, is that the really shredded one, right?
That's the guy that got banned from Fortnite, I think.
Oh, Jarvis is the one that got banned?
I think so.
Oh,
FaZe
never
mind. FaZe K brother.
Yeah.
Jarvis.
I think so.
Oh, who am I thinking of? One of the FaZe dudes is like a boxer.
Oh, you're thinking of Sensei?
Yeah,
or?
That's what I was
Oh, FaZe Sensei or something.
Yeah. I think that's what...
He's actually like super into it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Temper should fight Jake Paul, though.
Yeah. I saw him
big too, bro.
I'd watch that.
I seen that pig, bro. He's getting kind of shredded.
I'd watch that too.
He is shredded. That dude is...
He's a cool ass dude.
He's a cool ass
dude. Shouts
out
to Temper.
He has had a crazy life, man.
Cool ass dude.
Temper, yeah, he's living the life.
He
just does whatever the fuck he wants. And it's cool that he's like in the gaming scene. He stays low key, but he's like.
Anytime we talk to him, he's so cool. He's super nice, like funny, like laid back as fuck.
Yeah,
and he's still on his Instagram. He still posts like COD free for all.
Yeah, I'll see that shit too. I'm like, that's kind of dope.
Yeah,
it's like playing like Warzone or something.
He's still
like,
playing like
random shit.
Yeah, MW like free for all and Warzone.
I'm like shoot house and shit. Like, yeah, I'm just like, oh, that's dope.
And he's just still shredding. Playing. He's just
getting like clips and shit.
Yeah, still disgusting.
Pretty cool.
All right, I got a question here, brought to you by Chris Gordon. How hard is it when switching teams / getting traded? Like you go a full year getting good friends with people and then. That can all change instantly.
Well,
how hard is it switching teams, getting traded?
Let me stop you there. Like, you don't go every year making good friends with people. It can be easy if you don't like someone. You're like, let's just get the fuck away from this guy.
And then it's a lot of people are just like friends. Like, it's not anything.
Yeah, you'll be mad at them for like a month after, you know what I'm saying? But then it's like, once the season starts, you like eventually just become friends with them again.
Yeah.
You don't really
No
care.
One really like gives... Well, no.
No, there's definitely certain people who hold grudges and shit, but
there's a lot of people that hold grudges and stuff like that.
I'll say
I never switched teams. So I switched a bunch of teammates.
You didn't have the luxury of choosing.
But yeah.
New teammates like formals here. Cool.
I had to take whatever was given to me.
Just gotta hope someone good comes along like me.
Someone
I somehow ended up as a team of two with Nick. I was like, I love
exactly. Take full advantage of it. I never had to deal with this. You never had to deal with TS George and Blake dropping you?
Yeah. Like, even when your team, like, broke up like, with Mir and shit.
During those times, it was, like, kind of fun to, like, play with other people anyway.
Yeah. It's always fun to play eights and shit because you play with someone else and you, like, only see, like, the positives of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when you play eights with someone, like Slack, for example, I used to love playing eights with them before I teamed with them. Then I teamed with them and it was, like, the same thing, but then, like, you go through the hard times together and then, like, you know what I'm saying? It gets, like, shitty.
Yeah.
And, like, no one really likes each other because you're losing and shit.
Right.
You only really like each other if, like, you're winning, you know? Or, like we haven't had the best placings this year, but we're still pretty good vibes. Like,
it hasn't
really affected us that much. But to other teams, like, I've been on teams where it does affect you a lot and then you start resenting people and then you're like, dude, I really don't want to fucking play with this guy anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's I remember for our Optic Halo team, we would be losing, but we all still, like, fucked with each other, hung out. And I was like, maybe this isn't good that we're, like, still good friends getting dogged. Because
you guys didn't care.
Right. Yeah,
you guys
like,
are all on the way out together.
Like, does anyone on this fucking team care? Like,
not really.
Like, we would lose scrims and then who's just like, team? Go drink.
Go fucking heat up a meal prep.
Me, Flame, Assault, Ace. Me, Flame, the team on the me, way Flame out. Assault, me, oh Flame God. Assault, Stellar.
Stellar had to get the fuck away from you guys. He was like, holy shit.
He left us and then just like skyrockets to the top.
Stellar left in the scuff house while he was still there and started playing with his new team in Mike's room.
Imagine
I didn't blame
Stellar.
Him either because he had the opportunity to go to fucking X Games. Yeah. And he was like, teaming with like. Flame, Assault, and Maniac. Like, not the three heaviest hitters.
Not prime at all.
Like, everyone passed their prime. Everyone's at least 27 plus.
He's like, holy shit, hopefully I carry and get picked up.
We're hoping, and we pick him up, hoping, like holy shit,
just
he's nasty.
How
he
crazy
just
is
go
it?
Off.
Bro, how crazy is that when you guys picked him up, you guys got shit. They were like, who the hell is Stellar? Why wouldn't they pick up?
I didn't even really know, like, how good he was, but...
It was gross.
And then as soon as you see him spawn, you're just like, holy fuck. Like, he's just shitting on people.
I didn't know too much about Stellar, but I think Cleet and... Wait, how did we pick up... Did Ace fucking left us? Who did Ace leave us for? Holy shit, scum. And he didn't go nowhere. Or he didn't do too well after he left us. But...
Dude, you know that 1v1 in Halo 4 has like... a 2 million views.
Dude, that's one of the best. Yeah,
we watched it like recently.
That's
really?
One of the best fucking Halo moments.
Yeah,
like,
that
that's
was
like
crazy.
That's top five Halo moments.
That was crazy.
And y'all watched it live?
We watched it
because
live.
That shit was like man versus machine.
It was like
Ace
David
the ordinary,
versus Goliath.
Yeah,
bro.
Ace the ordinary Joe
against
or just
Pistola
the Joe
in a
1v1 the robot.
And then at the end, like Pistola chokes in a. Position like Pistola never choked.
Right.
Pistola never choked. And we watched him, we were like, Pistola kind of choked. Yeah. Had him like absolute.
Yeah.
And then Ace just like somehow clutches in with like this weird gun. Remember the shit that was shooting like the orbs and it like blasts you?
What I don't get is how Pistola lost that. And then right after like the game's over, Ace wins, stand up. Pistola like goes and hugs Ace. Like Pistola's just like, GG's, man. Because
Pistola, dude,
like,
Pistola's
get,
like.
What? I would be fucking furious.
That's the thing with Pistola, bro. He was always the first one to say GG's. Like, he was super cool.
I don't think I've ever heard the man like talk shit.
I've heard like shit.
Or no, that's a lie. He
there's
has
also,
talked a lot of shit.
There's also a video.
But just like pure
it's super friendly, though. Yeah. It's always in game. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's never saying personal shit ever. Like,
yeah.
He
was just a true competitor.
Shit, just
like, he was
I just stuck.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
that's the kind of shit talk. Like,
he was just goofy as hell,
like,
too.
That might be a quote.
No, it is.
Like,
it
I'm
is
pretty
quote.
Sure he said that, on the main
stage.
He literally
he said it to Ninja.
He turned on Ninja and four-shot him and then said, I've never... And he yelled it.
What? Do you
while we
think...
were sitting next to each other. Like, he heard him. He heard him for sure.
Do you think like, he had that, like, in it, does he have that in his head already?
What? He definitely had that.
Just
no,
waiting,
no,
just
he just
waiting
shit on him,
for shit on
he shit on him
shit on
so
someone.
Hard that, like, every, like, it just came out. Like, you know what I'm saying? He
whatever
shit on
was
hard.
In his mind just came out.
And that's where
and
it
that's
was.
What was in his mind.
Like, I would never word it like that. He's a freak.
That's a good, like, cool, that's a godlike clip, though.
All right, here we go. Another question. What city have you not competed in that you would like to compete in, if possible?
You know.
New York.
Yeah, that was a good answer.
Come on.
A New York City event?
That would have been.
Like, they had Meadowlands.
That'd be the most packed.
But that wasn't,
like.
That was Jersey.
Yeah, but, like, Meadowlands isn't New York, right? Yeah. Okay. But New York City, like, imagine an event like next Times Square. That'd be dope. It's probably really hard to get a venue around there. That's probably why.
I can't really think of
anywhere
so else.
Because, like, LA doesn't really have events either, you know?
Like Dubai
besides, like,
or something?
Well, actually, now Staples Center.
Well, every time
like
we have an every time we have an event in LA, it's like on the top of a parking garage in a tent.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's not
like Black Ops 3 Champs though. That was like in what's it called? The Palladium or?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It was like with the Lakers play or something.
Oh,
the Forum.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was like
a
giant dome. That was elite.
Yeah.
That was when you walked in, you were like, holy shit.
I don't really know if there's a place besides New York that, like, hasn't been. I said, like, Dubai or something. Just
like, Vegas hasn't. Oh, no, we had
cool.
a Vegas Black Ops 4 event.
There's
Vegas is
Vegas.
A good place for events.
Yeah, Vegas was
Those are always fun.
Was it AW Worlds in Vegas? No, that was in NOLA.
No, that was in NOLA. Yeah, that was
NOLA
also really
was fun, too.
Bourbon Street? That shit was crazy.
Yeah, Bourbon Street is wild.
They used to have
that
Vegas's
shit was
in,
crazy.
In Halo for like the like their COD Champs was in Vegas, right? Nats?
What?
Halo? Halo 2008? Where was? Oh wait, it was Vegas, right? Nats?
Yeah.
That straight one?
Yeah.
That was like so, that was like sick as fuck.
Yeah, that was like
damn, you guys probably had a sick fucking weekend. Yeah. You win like champs in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
Probably sick.
Yeah, Ace and Elam might have some stories from then.
Orlando events are always really fun. Because it feels like, I don't know, it feels like
Orlando
you're like
is always fun.
In a tournament like setting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and then there's always shit to do, like Disney World and Universal. Like it's always shit
What's
to
like
do
the
there.
Worst venue? Or not venue, but what's like the worst like town that you went to where you're like, why are we playing here?
Knoxville.
Damn, you had that shit ready.
That's probably like,
I don't really count that though.
What's that?
Yeah, that was
city in California that
Ontario?
Dude, that was garbage.
That was
yeah,
so
that was garbage.
Weird.
It was super random.
What something had to have gone wrong.
It was just
right?
a UMG event.
Oh, it was just
UMG. It was UMG.
Yeah, UMG Ontario. I remember going to that. And then everyone was in different hotels.
Yeah, it was the whole area, which wasn't like an event feel. It was like a conference feel or something. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like you have like an event.
We all went to Dave and Buster's.
Garbage.
I was like, yeah, we're all at Dave and Buster's.
Let's go.
That was the peak.
Yeah, that was the.
There are some venues that are pretty fucking sick. Like, dude, the Australia one we went to was fucking dope.
That shit was crazy.
That shit was dope. But you came with us, right?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was dope.
Damn, you've been to Australia?
It was like in a fucking casino.
Well, Pomage.
We were so gross. Pam was just like coaching us randomly. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, that was in Paris.
That was in Paris, yeah.
But still.
We were gross for a while.
And you guys won, you guys won that event, didn't you?
Yeah, we won
Pomage coaching. Like,
yeah, that one too.
No, let me guess. He thinks he has an event W.
Yeah, he says he's one for one. Does the Australia event you guys won like completely hungover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were just drinking and shit?
We were the only NA team there. And like at the time, the EU and the Australian teams of their like cuz it was the three best from each region the best of each region.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew they were good, but we were I don't know.
I mean at that point it was the EU NA scene
was
so divided.
It wasn't a competition for us too.
But now I mean the EU
kids are really good now.
Kids are really good.
Yeah.
Are there still Australian teams that are like?
I think so.
Like
but
mind freak.
It's just impossible for them to
play
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you know what I'm saying. It's probably hard as fuck to move from Australia to US.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably hard as fuck, especially during quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. That shit. That was a fun event. That was in a casino.
Yeah. That shit was dope. That whole area was sick as fuck. Along the canal. That shit was dope as fuck, bro.
What? I forgot about all that. Yeah, it was in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, I remember walking there and just being like, bro, this is sick.
Yeah, it just it felt like downtown Chicago, but like everyone talked funny. It was dope.
It was a super cool experience. I'm really happy we went.
And then the last thing that Roger wants us to talk about, make sure to talk about this one specifically. Kanye's 2008 Grammy Yeezys just sold on auction for $1.8 million.
Cool.
That's sick.
Sick. Wild, good Raj. For you, Kanye. I'm sure you needed that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think Kanye gets it. But
hopefully he gets some of that. Wow.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good looks, Roger, on that one, though. That was a sick question.
Hopefully the person wears them.
Hell yeah, Raj. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching the episode 22.
This has just ended just... Fucking
good
Roger.
Stuff,
thanks,
Raj.
All right, I guess we're done. Thanks so much for watching, though, guys. See you next time.
Yeah, thanks for watching episode 22. We'll see you on episode 23.
Peace.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely see you on 23.
They will definitely be peeping you on 23.